Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We need you to step in and referee an argument that we're having on the show. Is it my fault for not having Venmo? Or is it AB and Hannah's fault for being too tech savvy? 314-531-9898. Hannah's off today, but my real beef, because I think the person who has the most beef with me not having Venmo is AB anyways, right?
Yes, genuinely, this makes me madder than like anything in the entire world.
She is upset with me. She is mad at me for not having Venmo. If you just heard, and you can actually watch, the video is absolutely hilarious. We rented out, when I say we, I rented out a U-Haul, and we decorated a Christmas tree in the back of a U-Haul. You can see the video on our Instagram, The Brett Magus Show. But then I paid for the U-Haul, and AB's like, we should all chip in. And I don't have Venmo. And so
I'm not carrying cash to give to Brett.
Guys, AB and Hannah, who are younger, think the only way to repay somebody in the entire world is with Venmo.
Yes.
It's not the only way.
It has come
it's
up.
It's not the
yes,
only way.
Yes. When everybody else is using Venmo, you have to do it. Like, that's not even a question. There are so many times, whether we're going out to eat, whether it's someone's birthday, and we're like, hey, let's all split, you know, this gift card, these treats, anything. I'm like, cool, I'll buy it. Can you guys just Venmo me? Brett can't Venmo me, and when he buys things, I can't Venmo him, so we're just, like, out money.
Yeah, so what you need...
Both ways.
Brett, what you need is a daughter who has Venmo.
Yes,
you
exactly.
You can do Zelle, you can do Apple
PayPal.
Pay. You can
do
Apple
like
Pay.
Sound like my father.
Your father's a wise man.
I remember the first time, like back in high school, when I was like, I need to get Venmo. And my dad kept saying, well, no, you can just have PayPal. That's safer. And I was like, but I can't use PayPal when no one I know also has PayPal. Like, that's not how this works. If they have Venmo, I need Venmo.
You could do Apple Pay. Apple Pay directly. You could just text me money right now.
Okay. You want to text me money?
Yeah. Here we go. 314-531-9898. Are you on Team Hannah and AB that it's super inconvenient if your friends don't have Venmo and they are at fault? Or do you think that there are other ways to pay somebody, that old school cash?
Yeah, cash is king.
You ever been to a bank? When's the last time you've been to a bank?
Probably never.
What's wrong with you? That is my point. 314-531-9898. Whose team are you on with this one? We need you to referee. AB is mad at me. So we need you to referee and step in the middle of this argument. AB doesn't like that I don't have Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make clear, I'm like locked out of Venmo. I used to have it back in the day, and it locked me out.
Yeah, excuses. I got locked out of Facebook. It's not that hard to get back.
When's the last time you were on Facebook? 314-531-9898. So do you think if your friend doesn't have Venmo, then you just... Are there the inconvenience, or is it, hey, there's a million other ways to split bills when you're out with friends. How do you split stuff with your friends? Karen, you used to be Team Venmo, and you're not anymore, huh?
Right, because Venmo used to be great back in the day, but now if AB sends you $100, the receiver has to pay a percentage to get that money.
Oh. I know that. That's why I'm not interested in it. Thank you.
AB thinks she's paying $100, but Kevin's only getting $92.
Whoa, what's up with that, AB?
Okay, this is what I have to say. That started happening to me like a year or two ago, and I was like, what the heck is going on? There's a way to turn it off. I don't know how.
What? Oh, my God. Karen, see, this is what I'm dealing
with. But I did it.
Yeah,
but
I just switched to Zelle. It goes bank to bank.
Yeah, bank to bank. You could Zelle me.
That's right.
I feel like
I am not getting Zelle.
Why?
Because everyone has Venmo.
No, so not Karen.
Karen's
ATM
using Zelle.
Cash.
Not Karen and not Brett.
Karen, yeah, I'm sorry. Right. You're going to be out of some
money. Sarah, are you team Venmo or are you team a million other ways to pay somebody?
Oh, no. I'm 100% team Venmo. If you don't have Venmo, you are the problem.
Yes.
I am telling you, first of all, the way that you turn that off is you just set it as friends and family. And
yep.
That's like an easy setting that eliminates any fees. It takes 2 minutes to download. There's no way you can't get back in there if you're out of it.
Sarah, do you work for Venmo? Look at this. I've never, team Venmo over here for sure.
No, I do not work for Venmo, but I have a couple friends out of like all my friends who don't have it. And it is always so difficult to deal with the people that don't have it. That you're the one who needs it. And I'm in my 40s. So there's no age excuse.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much for the call.
You
whatever,
are the
Sarah.
Problem, bro.
I am not the... I like being different, you know?
I know you do.
Jen, how do you feel about team Venmo versus team a thousand other ways to pay? Like, originally, people use cash.
Right.
You know?
Team Venmo all the way.
Yes!
I just bought presents with my sister-in-law for my nieces. I asked her if Venmo was okay. She didn't respond. So I Venmo'd the cash over and she's like, I don't have it. I can't get that money back. I had to send her a check. She's younger than me. And I'm like, how do you not have the service or any service? Team Venmo all the way.
I'll take a check if you want. Right. You want to write a check out?
Brett, the day I write you a check is going to be a bad day.